Hello guys, and welcome to the Lean with Plants podcast. I'm Chelsea, former overweight, healthy vegan, confused about why I couldn't look like my favorite plant-based influencers, even though I was chugging back green smoothies every day. After a decade of unsustainable vegan diets, I learned the truth about weight loss, lost 40 pounds, and now I'm in the best shape of my life, even after two kids. Girl, if you've been struggling to drop the pounds as a vegan, stuck in a cycle of self-sabotage, sick of yo-yo dieting and going hungry, never being able to get and stay lean, then this is the podcast for you. Each week, I share the no BS truth about why vegan women are overweight, the action steps to get you shedding fat, and the mindset you'll need to get slim for life. I'm stoked to have you here. Let's get started. Hello, welcome back to another episode of Lean with Plants. I'm super stoked for this episode because I've got a little treat for you. This is something that I have absolutely never done before, but it was too good not to share. Today we're going to be talking about how to stay motivated when you have a lot of weight to lose. For a lot of people on their weight loss journey, it's not just something that they can commit to for a couple of months or for a couple of weeks and get to their goal weight. I would argue that no one can really do that. But when you're looking at the fact that you've got to lose 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 100 plus pounds, you've got to be in this for the long haul. Regardless of who you are, it's so, so important to stay motivated when your weight loss journey is not only going to take you years to get to that point where you reach your goal, but also to maintain that as well. So in this episode, we're going to hear from Amy and Kirsten, who are on a long-term weight loss journey. They both have more than 50 pounds to lose, and that's after some pretty significant weight loss. So these guys really practice what they preach. So in the program that I run, Lean with Plants, one of the things that we do is the Lean with Plants Cafe. It's a 24-hour open Zoom room where anyone can book an event, anyone can host something that they want to share with us as a group. And Amy and Kirsten put together this amazing training of their top six tips. I don't know why I said sick. Their top six tips of how to stay motivated when you have a lot of weight to lose. It was insightful and helpful and practical, and it was really too good not to share as a podcast. So please enjoy Kirsten and Amy's top six tips for how to stay motivated when you have a lot of weight to lose as the recording from this live session that we did.
So we're going to start out just by telling you a bit about our own journeys through this time. So Amy, would you like to take it away?
Absolutely. So yeah. And if you haven't met me, hi, I'm Amy. It's good to see everybody here. I started my weight loss journey on January 1st of this year. I've lost 52.7 pounds so far, lost another 0.4, stepped on the scale this morning.
Woo!
Yes. Small victories.
Oh, girl.
So thank you. Yeah, I went cold tofurkey, as I call it. yeah, I went from eating a Chick-fil-A sandwich on December 31st to being plant-based on January 1st. So it's been definitely tough. My whole goal is around 120 pounds. I'm not giving myself an exact number because we'll see where, you know, how I feel. I would love to get below 200 for the first time in a lot of years. I've done all the diets, like you can imagine. Like I feel like a lot of people have. I started Weight Watchers even in high school. Like it's been a rough time, but finally found something that was worth doing and worth sticking to, and joined Lean with Plants to help get consistent and work on my habits. So yeah, that's a little bit about me. I have four animals and you already saw one just pop in. So just ignore their presence.
Awesome. And yeah, she's going to be below 200 in no time. Come on.
213.4.
Yeah, she's close.
I can feel it.
She is so close.
Wonderland.
So I'm Kirsten. If you don't know, you can call me Kiki. I have been vegan for almost 3 years. I was vegetarian for like 10 years before that. And I struggled with my weight a long time, like a lot of you. You know, I did every diet. I did Weight Watchers on and off for many years. I think I started dieting in grade 8. So I was like 12, which is not good, but, you know, did what I had to do, I guess. It never worked, clearly. I've always been able to lose like 20 or 30 pounds and then I gain it back. That's just what I've done my whole life. So when I went vegan, I lost about 25 pounds. And then through COVID, I started kind of watching the weight creep back up. And that's when I found Lean with Plants and reached out to Chelsea. And I was like, what, is this going to work? Is this going to help me? She was like, yes, come on. So I hopped in Lean with Plants and now I'm almost back to 25 pounds lost. I had gained about 10 pounds through COVID, the first like year of it. So I'm almost back to where I was. I'm a couple pounds away. It will be soon. So yeah, now I'm in Lean with Plants, almost back to my 25 pounds lost. And then I have a lot further to go. I want to lose about 100 pounds. I don't know. We'll see. It's kind of like Amy. I'm going to see how I feel as I get there. So Amy and I came up with our kind of 6 tips that are helping us to stay motivated and keep going, because we know this process is not going to be a few months like it is for some people. For us, it's going to be probably a couple of years before we get to where we want to be. Could be up to like 3 or 4 years, because it just depends on the rate that you're losing and your own consistency in your own body. So we wanted to talk about what's keeping us going and how we're staying motivated, because motivation comes and goes, right? So there are things that can help us. And Amy's going to take it away with our first tip.
Yeah. So I think this has been the number one thing that helped me, especially can stay consistent. And that's what we, of course, talk a lot about in Lean with Plants, is consistency. And especially when you have a lot to lose, learning how to effectively meal prep that works for you, I think is something that is key. And it has taken me months to get to where I'm comfortable with what I've done. I think meal prep can be a lot of trial and error because everybody's different. What I say for meal prep for me is probably not going to work exactly for you, because our jobs are different, our lives are different, our families are different. So finding an effective way to meal prep for you, I think, is going to be crucial. For me, what I like to do, and I kind of challenged myself this morning, I was filming a video, to do an hour meal prep. So what that looks like is steaming potatoes, cooking rice, cutting up some vegetables, I made a cheese sauce. So having a couple sauces, having my starches. And this week I even bought pre-cut broccoli in the bag, because that works, you know. And then I also always have my pantry stocked with essentials that I feel like you can make pretty much any vegan meal with. So I've always got some beans in there, usually canned beans, because that's super quick and easy. I've got nutritional yeast. I've got extra rice. So having some basics on hand, you can literally make pretty much anything if you've got those few ingredients. And if you've got something meal prepped, you're probably going to be less likely to go out to eat. For me, it's harder to go to Chipotle, eat there, spend the money, come back home. And gas is real expensive right now, by the way, if you haven't noticed. So I would have to spend gas to get there, spend money to get it, eat it there, or bring it home. So I've wasted probably an hour. If I've got potatoes in the fridge, I'm more than likely going to just eat those. I can even throw those in there. If I've got rice cooked, I can make myself a Chipotle bowl at the house. So I'm much more likely to stay on track and be consistent. Or the other night, for example, I really wanted some fried onion rings. Okay, onion rings are like my downfall. And I was so hungry and I really wanted these onion rings. And Sonic is literally maybe a quarter of a mile from my house, but I had potatoes. So instead I heated up potatoes and I had a little bit of avocado on the side, and that did it. So I think meal prepping long-term is going to be key, and don't be afraid to fail faster. Of course, as Chelsea likes to say, so try what works for you. And if it doesn't work the first time and you're like, oh, this didn't work and I ran out of food, try it again. because once you get it down pat, that is going to be part of a routine that you can't miss. And that is going to majorly help you stay consistent and stay motivated because you got food ready. Who wants to put in effort later if you don't have to?
Exactly. Exactly. Can you come meal prep for me, Amy?
Absolutely. Would love to.
Thanks. Thanks. She's wonderful. All right. So tip number two, this is something that has really worked well for me. I have a bullet journal is what I use, but it can be any type of journal that I write down my mini goals. I write down my weight each week. I weigh in weekly, but you can do it however you like. And I write down my small wins, like, you know, choosing a better option or doing something that worked for me, that stuff that I want to celebrate. So I have all of that in my bullet journal in a way that works for me. And at the start of my bullet journal, I actually have a section where I have rewards when I reach certain levels of weight loss. And it doesn't have to be anything big, but like when I reached 20 pounds, I got a pedicure. When I reached 30 pounds, I think I have I'm getting a new gym bag. So it's just little things that, you know, I probably would have done anyway, but it's just things to work towards that are not food related that I can, you know, enjoy. And it helps me to keep wanting to keep going because I want to get to those points and check it off in my journal and write that I got to 25 pounds or write that, you know, Amy, when she got to 50 pounds, you know, you have to celebrate those wins. And that helps you to keep going. And it doesn't have to be a bullet journal. I mean, you could have an app on your phone where you keep track of things or just do it in like your planner if you use one of those. Anything that works for you, but something where you can keep a record of how your weight loss is going.
Yeah, I love that. I got a tattoo at 50 pounds. I thought I was going to get something else, but I got a tattoo. So
celebrate those wins.
Yes. Absolutely. And then that's going to lead us. The next couple are going to be kind of similar-ish. This is what we call kind of our shared, but it's a little bit different. So sharing the small wins with friends and family. So I know a lot of people may feel like they don't have a support system, but you never know until you try is how I look at it. So my mom is one of my closest, I call her a friend. We're only 18 years apart. So my mom and I are very close. And so I would tell her what my goals are overall, what my goals for the week or the month are. And the other day, you know, if I make a better decision, I tell her and she can go, yay, congratulations. That's awesome. Or whatever. Or I'll tell Kirsten, I'm like, hey, you know, the other day when I wanted to do this, well, I did this instead. Honestly, somebody saying you've got this, way to go, congratulations, can push you way farther than you think. You can say it to yourself all day long, but when you're tired and you're just not feeling it, somebody else that you care about saying, you know what, I'm so proud of you, keep going, you've got this. Or when I had a crappy day, I tell Kirsten or I tell Kathy and I'm like, oh, today really sucked. And we can talk through it and they can be like, you know what, maybe we should try this or what was good about today. So sharing those things with people that you care about. And like I said, you may not even know that they're there for you and on your side. If you don't have a super close relationship, just kind of reach out and say, hey, you know, maybe not lead with, hey, by the way, I'm trying to lose 100 pounds, but you know, start a conversation with them and you can talk about your goals for each, you know, individually, and you can support them and they can support you. So I think you may be surprised at how many people will back you. And I know there's a lot of, it can be difficult when you're transitioning this lifestyle, especially, you know, I live in the South, right? Everybody eats meat and fish and I live on the Gulf Coast. So my family, they didn't think I would do it. A lot of them didn't think I would, but I surprised everybody and myself included and did it. And they started really being a source of encouragement. So reach out to them with those small wins. You know, every time I get on the scale, if I've lost some, I'll text my mom. And then this is crazy. My mom is not plant-based at all. But the other day she reached out to me and she was like, hey, I want to let you know, I was craving beef tips and rice, but I made them with mushrooms and it was so, so good. You're an inspiration. And she's trying to lose weight too. So you may never know that your small wins are really going to help motivate others as well. So it's important to share it and not just hide inside because like I said, words of affirmation are not my love language. If you know anything about the five love languages, they're not. But when somebody tells you good job or you've got this, you can do it, congratulations, it in somebody you care about and in your life, it will take you to a whole nother level.
So true. And then the next point kind of ties in with that. Some people don't have someone that they feel comfortable talking to in their everyday life. Maybe your friends and family have not been very supportive. And that's where creating an Instagram channel or an Instagram account, sorry, or a YouTube channel, somewhere that you can share your story online. Our Lean with Plants community is obviously a great place to share too, but I found I have an Instagram that I use just for like my health journey, and I post lots of stuff on there and people are so supportive, and I didn't tell my friends and family about it. I just kind of did it to meet other people that are on the same journey, and that really helped me. So, you know, when I have a win, I'll post it there and people will comment and say something nice. And it's like that little bit of affirmation that keeps you going. Plus, it's also kind of something to stay accountable to. If you have that Instagram account and you're posting all the time and then all of a sudden you disappear, people will be like, did you die? Did you quit? What's happening? So it kind of keeps you accountable and keeps you wanting to, you know, succeed and do better.
Yeah. And Chelsea just said, let's see here. Public accountability makes it less satisfying to go off this. So thank you. Yeah. And sharing in Lean with Plants is what Kirsten just said. And Chelsea was typing in as well. It's kind of funny because if you take pictures of your meals or you share your food, you're much less likely to eat the crap if you have to share the crap. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, I don't want people judging me because I ate something I was supposed to. Well, no food is bad, but you know what I mean? Like, you're less likely to overindulge. Yeah, like
you don't want to be publicly shamed for, you know, eating 5 pounds of Oreos.
That's why I didn't tell you guys when I ate Oreos a couple weeks ago. Okay. All right. We all fail. Okay. It's fine.
You did tell me though. You reached out to a friend.
Oh, I did tell you. I did. I was like, oh gosh. Anyway, so speaking of Oreo, one of my biggest things that I found helpful so far, and I think that's going to be really helpful moving forward, is finding alternatives to satisfy cravings. So my biggest thing I went lower fat is salt and vinegar potato chips. I could eat those by the bag, massive bags at a time, or I love Oreos, right? So I think it's important to find alternatives that are going to fill that void, so to speak, that you can eat not every single day, but that are going to consistently be there for you and help you continue on your journey. So examples would be, I found a way to make air pop popcorn, and I spray a little vinegar on it and I'll add some seasonings and make kind of like salt and vinegar popcorn. So we have no oil. And do I have this every night? No. Is popcorn bad for you? No. But I consider one of those treats, or when we're watching a movie, I find it kind of sacrilegious to watch a movie without popcorn. So instead of having that movie theater popcorn, or, you know, where you drench it in butter and oil, you've got this really delicious bowl of popcorn that you can eat several of, and it's going to fill you up. And it's also going to be on plan, so to speak, because I mean, you're not really, there's no oil. It's not processed. It's just popcorn.
There's also Chelsea's brownie recipe she just posted.
I've made black bean brownies too. So yeah, things like that, that you're not going to eat every day, but that are going to be alternatives that you can go to. So whether that you make a list or you have those things in your house, I always have popcorn kernels in my house, or something else I like to do, I shared on the page, is a chocolate sauce with fruit. So if I am craving, I love chocolate. So if I'm craving Oreos are crunchy, they're chocolatey, maybe I'll grab something like a strawberry or pineapple and dip it in the chocolate sauce. Is it the exact same? No, but it's still delicious. It's going to hit that sweet tooth. It's going to satisfy what you're craving, so to speak, but you're also not veering off of it. And you're probably going to feel a heck of a lot better. When I ate those Oreos a couple of weeks ago, I was so sick. Actually, I ate this vegan frozen yogurt and I told Cassie I was still nauseous the next morning. So when you find things like banana ice cream, and I know Cassie's got a couple good recipes for banana ice cream, that's a good example of a way to satisfy those cravings. You're going to feel better. It's going to be doable for you. that's why I'm saying, I don't ever say cut out all chocolate and stuff. For us that are doing this for a couple years, it is not doable to cut out everything. You know that. For a couple months, maybe, but you've got to have something that long term is going to work for you. So keep those things, like I said, in your pantry. So when you're having one of those cravings, you've got a good alternative to go to.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, especially because this is long term. We need options, right?
Yeah, and you can keep changing it. Everybody's posting recipes constantly. You can get books. There's this one girl on Instagram. I have her cook her ebook, but she makes these vegan Snickers bars, and they're just made with like dates as a caramel base. And
I saw those.
Yeah, I want to make those. And it's still a treat, right? This is not an everyday thing, but a treat you can feel good about.
Yeah, exactly. And finally, this is kind of a tough one. And this is something that I work at all the time, but learning to love yourself where you are. When you hate yourself every day, when you wake up looking in the mirror saying that you hate yourself, that does not motivate you to want to do better. That just makes you feel like garbage. And then you want to go eat junk food, right? Like, you don't feel good after looking in the mirror and telling yourself that you're horrible. So this is something that I'm working at all the time, but trying to find my confidence and feel good where I am right now, because I'm not going to get to my goal weight next week, next month, maybe next year. I don't know. Could be a while, could be a couple of years. So I have to appreciate where I am now and, you know, be grateful for the fact that I have lost some weight and that I am doing better and that I'm feeling better. And, you know, being vegan, I am grateful for that because I feel so good about how I'm living. So it's finding those things that you can appreciate about yourself. It's so important to feel good, and that makes you want to do good. So for, you know, if you're having a bad day, reach out in the Lean with Plants community. I did that, I don't know, I think it was about a month ago. I looked at these pictures after a trip and I was so devastated. I felt like I looked horrible. I was just beating myself up that day. So I posted them in the Lean with Plants community. I reached out. I said, this is how I'm feeling. I know it's not healthy. I know I shouldn't be like this. And I got so many kind comments that just helped me to turn my attitude around that day. And that helped me to make a better choice that night rather than eating all the junk food that I was thinking about earlier. So find ways to make yourself feel good where you are now. This is something that takes time, and you know, you're going to have your good days and your bad days, like with anything, but it really is helping to work at that.
Yeah. And I just kind of wanted to add to that a little bit. Something we had talked about when we were going over this is, you know, I found it really hard, especially where I'm at. Every time you get used to something, your body changes again and again. And that has been the hardest part for me, is everybody's like, you know, doesn't it get easier? I said, no, it doesn't get easier. It gets harder sometimes. Eating doesn't get, I mean, once you figure out how to eat, yeah, that's easy enough. But when your body changes, it's a different hard. You got to choose your hard. You know, being overweight is hard, losing weight is hard. But when your body's constantly changing, you have to, you know, love yourself where you're at, because it ain't going to stay the same for long.
Yeah. And everybody needs a hype woman. You got to have someone who's going to hype you up, tell you how great you look that day.
Exactly.
If you don't have one, Lean with Plants can find you one. Just post in the group. You will find one, I guarantee. So that's kind of our, you know, six things that are really helping us through our journeys. And now we kind of wanted to open it up to all of you. Do any of you have some tips that help you to stay motivated and keep pushing through? Do you have any questions, concerns, struggles you want to talk about? Now's the time.
Let us know.
I just had a little comment that I wanted to just say, that all of these things that you guys have shared are absolutely brilliant. I'm puffing because I'm walking up a hill. And the reason that I just think they're so awesome is that they are really founded in behavioral science. Like, this is all those things, like sharing your wins and like meal prepping and like being publicly accountable. These are things that all touch on how we change our habits. I can't believe how much I'm puffing for such a small hill. That's embarrassing. Yeah, and like, so just for anyone that's listening, like, be encouraged by the fact that these things actually do work. And some of them are going to seem small in the moment, especially things like sharing your wins, but it really, really works, because the more you do it, like the sixth point, you start to feel better about yourself. That is how you hack motivation. You hack motivation by feeling good about yourself. And all of these things are just really, really helpful for helping you slip into those good habits and helping you feel better about yourself. So I just think it's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, thanks, Chelsea. It's just an ongoing thing, right? You just have to keep working at all these things.
Yeah. Kirsten, I had a question about the question you shared. What are things that you have done to celebrate? I know Amy mentioned she got her tattoo when she hit 50 pounds, but I want to hear, what are some other things you guys have done to celebrate where you are currently in your weight loss?
So when I reached 20 pounds lost, I went out and got a pedicure. That was like a big fun thing I did. Now this was in the past because I gained weight during COVID, but when I hit 25 pounds, I went out and got a new gym bag. And I have a whole list of goals. Like when I reach 50 pounds, my plan is to buy myself a rose gold ring. Oh, it's something I've always wanted. Like I've got these goals because 50 pounds is a big one. Some of them are just small things though. Some of it's like buy a new t-shirt or, you know, go out and get a new journal, like little things just because it's exciting to check it off in my book and say that I did that and that I got to this goal, and then I get to go treat myself. But I try not to make it a food related thing because that can create issues. What about you, Amy?
Yeah, so I kind of do something pretty similar. Every few pounds, I'll go thrifting. I love to thrift. I think it's great for the environment, great for my mental health too, because I really like just kind of going and mindlessly perusing, I guess you could say. So every few pounds, I'll go and thrift, whether that's a new t-shirt or some shorts, just something to really kind of be like, you know what, we're on this journey for a reason, we're feeling good. And I can tell you, there is, to me, this is my personal, there is something so cool about, and sizing is irrelevant, okay, sizing is arbitrary, whatever. But whenever you go in and you try on something that wouldn't have fit a month ago or 2 months ago, and you can put that on, there's something about that. I told Kirsten, I said, I don't get triggered. You know, we talk about like people get triggered by a lot of things. I don't get triggered except when I'm in the dressing room. I've always had such a hard time trying on clothes because nothing ever fit. And I cried this one time for my brother-in-law's wedding. We were going and I went to Walmart and I didn't have anything to wear. And I went in the section. I went in the regular section. Oh, I'm about to tear up. And I found a dress and it was beautiful. And it was in a size 2 sizes smaller than I was. And I put it on and it fit. And I just cried in Walmart and my husband just looked at me and was smiling. And he thinks I'm beautiful no matter what, right? But it was that feeling of, I can't believe I actually did this. And I was rewarding myself for it. So yeah, I don't do the food rewards. I can spiral real quick. I mean, sometimes I do have unhealthy stuff, like obviously, but there's nothing to me better than putting on something that never would have fit before. I even have, actually, to be honest, I have a couple of pair of like leggings and shorts that are a size smaller. I don't recommend this for everybody. This may not work for you, but I do have my next size down already. I have a pair in my closet. So that motivates me to keep going because they're so cute in a beautiful color and I can't wait to wear them.
I do the same.
Yeah. And it can be a dress. Yeah. It can be whatever, you know, I think it's nice. And this is not my final goal thing, right? Because I don't know what size I'll be in the end, but this is the next size down. So it's a small goal that I know I can reach in the next couple of months. I'm not filling my closet with crazy stuff, but I've just got this one pair of leggings that I feel so close to. And so I kind of reverse reward myself, I guess you could say, and just kind of know that that's there. And that also helps me.
Yeah. I even took pictures in I have this pair of Roots sweatpants. They're like the comfiest things in the world, but they're like quite tight right now. They're not how I want them to fit. So I took a picture of myself in them a few pounds ago. And then I'm going to have a picture again in the future once they fit properly. And it's just going to feel so amazing. It doesn't have to be something big, just something that makes you feel like, man, I accomplished that. Like, this seemed so far away a month ago.
Yeah, I never shared these pictures, but I actually do have a pair. I never even wore these jeans, but they fit. I have a pair of size 22 jeans, and I put them on at my 50-pound weight loss for those pictures. Y'all, it is so cool. I put them things on, and they were like falling off. I'm like, yes.
And that kind of goes with Kristen. Yeah. I get rid of the older clothes. Well, if they're like very close to my current weight, I keep them just because, you know, you can fluctuate like 5 to 10 pounds sometimes. But like stuff that's like way too big on me, I get rid of, except for a couple items that I've kept so that when I get to my goal weight, I can put on those jeans and be like,
yeah, those jeans I've kept,
pull them up to my boobs.
There's a couple of t-shirts I've kept, but now they're like my grass cutting t-shirts. They're not like I go out every day or like sleep t-shirts. I donate most of them. I think one of the biggest things too is I'm so used to when I go and buy new stuff, I think it has to be in a size. Sorry, my mother's calling me. It has to be in a size so much bigger. So I've kind of had to train myself to buy clothes that like, and I mean, you can wear whatever the heck you want. I don't care. But I've kind of had to train myself to buy clothes that actually fit me, that aren't so big. But I donate most of mine. I also have some friends that are around my size. So I ask them. Yeah. And then Poshmark. I actually started selling some of my stuff on Poshmark, the higher quality stuff. So that's really easy.
Oh, cool.
To do. Yeah.
Jeanette said that she has an issue with focusing on what she hasn't done yet and doesn't give herself enough credit for the things that she has done. So celebrating wins is good. Yeah, that it's going to be huge. Well, I think she may have left.
And like, she must have had the Oreos or the vegan frozen yogurt thing. Don't beat yourself up about that stuff. Like, focus on those wins. And yeah, okay, so I messed up and I ate something I wasn't supposed to. To whatever, I don't classify food as good or bad, but something that wasn't the best for me, it wasn't the best option. The next meal, you make the best decision, and that win is going to be so much better, because if you eat those Oreos and then you keep going down that path, yeah, you're really going to feel kind of crap. But if you make a decision after the Oreos and you go, wow, that was so good, I'm so proud of myself that I hopped right back on the train, I got right back to it, that's like one of the biggest things that I think have one of the smallest wins for me that happens quite frequently still sometimes you know, when you feel like you've messed up and then you get right back on it. Okay, does anybody, let's see, I think you beat yourself up.
Can I just add something that I think is really helpful? You guys touched on it as well with like the journaling and celebrating the little wins, and one of the things that can be super helpful is just having those day-to-day little tiny goals that even when you're not seeing like the result goals, you can still make a win. Yeah. And having goals that no matter what happens, you can still achieve them. So rather than having a goal of like, I'm not going to binge for the entire week, or I'm not going to eat processed food for the entire week, if you have one lick of something, have you failed your entire week? That's like so incredibly demotivating. So rather than making goals like that, make goals that no matter what, you can still achieve. So the whole like eating 1 or 2 pounds of veggies a day. If you go and have a binge, you can still eat your pound of veggies in a day. And what that does is that teaches you that you are capable of making those decisions and going towards those goals no matter what happens. That's even more valuable long-term than what, you know, the result on those day-to-day basis. If you can't do those like big things on a day-to-day, if you can't do it, do have a minimum. Like even just yesterday, I was having a day where I was like, I'm so unmotivated, I don't want to do anything, and I wrote like 3 things on my whiteboard that I wanted to do that day, and I was like, I'll just see how I feel after I do those things. And I did more, and it ended up taking me the whole day anyway, but it was so motivating just to be able to tick those off. I was I crossed off this other thing that took me like 10 minutes, but it was so motivating to be able to do that. So when you have like, break your goals down, and this is kind of like part of that journaling thing, into things that are so small that you can action on a daily basis, and that's going to help you feel better about yourself as well.
Yeah, I'll show. Yeah. And that's actually so perfect that you said that. So I've been trying to get more into the 8 app to log my meals and just so I can see how consistent. So on my planner today, I literally wrote log meals. That's something I can do whether I'm perfect for the day or not. I can log it and I get to check it right off. Let's put a little tick mark next to it.
Yeah. Giving yourself some wins. I like Samantha said, when you beat yourself up, when you mess up, you have more of a risk to spiral. And it's true. Mm-hmm. So, you know, celebrate the wins, give yourself some wins, give yourself that checklist. I'm all about to-do lists. They're like my favorite thing. And it's like, if I'm having a bad day, it's like, I'm just going to write a list of things to do tomorrow. And then I'm probably going to do a bunch of them today because I want to start checking them off. Let's be honest. I don't know what it is about checklists.
I'm sorry.
If you beat yourself up because you messed up in one little way, that's just, you're just setting yourself up for disaster. So you ate a brownie. Okay. Now go eat some broccoli. Let's move on. Right. Like I had a bad week last week. I wasn't feeling good. I was really overwhelmed. My whole life has kind of changed now that COVID restrictions have been lifted and I'm back to work, and I gained a little bit of weight, but this week I've already gotten it off. So if I had dwelled on the fact that I gained a couple pounds and like made myself crazy about it, then I probably would have kept gaining, but I just brushed it off. I made my list, my to-do list. I prepped my food. I planned out what I was going to eat and I started eating it and it just came right back off. So yeah, giving yourself grace and, you know, letting yourself have those days.
Yeah. And I think something that's worked for a lot of people too, and I've done this a couple of times, is if you feel like you can't do something, go set a timer, set it for like 10 or 15 minutes. And today, actually, this sounds so dumb, but I had to dust my house, and like, I hate doing chores, right? If you love it, talk to me about it. But I put on the Lean with Plants podcast and I had like 10 minutes left in that episode. And so I kind of went around and I just like dusted for 10 minutes. So you can set a timer, whether it be meal prep. So say you've got 20 minutes, set a timer for 20 minutes to meal prep. You can do a lot in 20 minutes, my friends. You can cook rice, you can steam potatoes, you can cut veggies. So if it helps you to do that, set yourself a timer to do those small wins. If you're like, oh, I can't exercise. And, you know, we haven't really talked about exercise too much today, but I can't exercise. I don't have time. Set yourself a timer for 10 minutes. What you'll find out is once you get started, you're way more. And Chelsea has talked about this over and over. And this is one of the first things I saw when I actually started following Chelsea. And she would say, you know, I didn't really want to go to the gym, but after I'm there, I just have to be there for 5 minutes. And once you're there for 5 minutes, well, you want to keep being there because you're already there. So I feel like that can happen a lot too with food and things like that. You know, okay, I just need to eat I eat this brownie, like Kirsten said, I just need to eat this amount of broccoli. And then you're probably like, you know what, this stuff's actually pretty good. And then you'll keep in spiraling in a good way, right? So you can set a timer, you can set a small amount, any small win that's going to make that progress.
Thank you so much for sharing, guys.
Lean with Plants is the best.
I felt so proud. Like when you guys were sharing, I just felt like so humbled to be around like people that are just, you know, you guys get habits and just operating at a higher level, I feel. And it's cool to see, because when we start to understand like how behavioral change works, that you can do anything. You can do anything when you understand that, when you apply those like very simple, easy principles, like literally putting a timer on for 10 minutes. It can be that simple. Yeah. So it's really cool. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you so much for joining us too. And this lots to lose was really because these habits and in being consistent, this is going to be a long-term thing. And then after we've lost the weight, so I've got 120 pounds to lose, then I have to maintain it, right? So these habits aren't just for the weight loss period. It's going to be for a lifetime. I think what we've talked about today, whether you have a bunch of weight to lose or you're close to maintaining or you only have a little bit left, I think that these habits can really apply to all of those stages.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a long-term goal. This is not just figuring it out for tomorrow. Yeah. So Well, thank you guys. This was so nice to chat with you all.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you,
Amy and Kristen.
Thank you.
See you guys.
I hope you all have a great day.
Have a great day. Have a good week.
Bye. Wasn't that amazing? Didn't they do such a good job? Like, I'm just blown away at the caliber of this. And it's something that makes me so happy because this is the kind of caliber of people that we have in Lean with Plants. And when you join Lean with Plants, it's not just learning from me, it's not just learning from the team, it's learning from so many women, hundreds of women now, who are walking the talk. They're living this as well. They are in the thick of the battle in terms of weight loss, and they are there to support you. So it's an amazing community, and this just makes me so, so proud. Amy and Kristen, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom. And if you want to follow these guys, you can check out the links in the description to go to their Instagrams. Wherever you are in your journey, do not lose heart. It might be slow. It probably will be slow. There will be many times where you feel like you want to rush the process to get there quicker. Remember that story of the hare and the tortoise. The tortoise won, not because he was slow, but because he was consistent. He kept moving forward. And that will always be our short bursts followed by going backwards or throwing in the towel. Do not underestimate what can happen when you make small amounts of progress on a daily basis. You can get to your goal. You can get to where you need to be or where you want to be, but it's going to take consistency. So no matter what you do, prioritize that consistency and prioritize creating a lifestyle that you can sustain. Accept that failure is going to be a big part of this process. It is for all of us. Choose to see failure as an opportunity to learn, a necessary part of this journey, and something that no one is immune to. The more that you accept that failure and disappointment and struggling and feeling like you're not making progress are all part of this and that we all have to go through them, the more you appreciate that and realize it's okay. What matters most is getting back on the horse, keeping on going, and that is really what determines whether someone is successful long term or whether they are going to be yo-yoing for the rest of their life. Don't underestimate the power of small habits and minuscule amounts of change over time. You can do it. You can get there. Hold the course. Thank you so, so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know what you thought. I was blown away and I really had to share that. Lean with Plants will be opening again for enrollment on the 26th of October. I would love to invite you to join our amazing family. This amazing community wants to support you and help you reach your weight loss goals. So if you want to learn more about that, you can follow the links in my description or just go to www.leanwithplants.com to learn how to get onto the wait list to get notified when that opens again. And one more thing, this is my little PS. We are no longer in lockdown. We have gone down to level 3. So it's pretty much lockdown with takeout coffee and takeaways. But I'm stoked. I'm excited that we are moving towards not being in lockdown. So if you've been following along with that saga, then whew, we're on the right track. Okay, guys, I'm going to go and probably do some more work, to be honest. Might go for a bike ride. I will see you next week for another episode. See ya!